Blog Talk Radio.
To be so broken, lost, empty, a heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening, but in your pain lies a blessing. A sweet and sour victory. So keep walking and walking, walking, though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see, there's one thing that I know. Life, it can leave you so
40 AD him, given honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life. My wife, Pastor Elect Barbara Smith, to my pastor, Apostle Temple and Lucretia Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, the mothers, praise team, intercessors, youth, men, ADL frontline, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, and South Africa. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, and good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and miry place. Oh yes, it was God, the Holy, that touched us with the finger of love, woke us up, clothed in our right mind, gave us the activity of our limbs on today. And as we look around this morning, saints, nothing is missing, nothing is broken, but everything is jointly and fitly into place on today. So as we come before the throne of God, praise God, giving him honor, glory, and thanks, that we come to give him the praise because of who he is on today. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
I'm just blessed this morning, Pastor Smith, in the Lord. First of all, Father God Jesus, we come to you humbly. We know how, God. First, give me Jesus Christ the honor, who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Apostle Temple Spencer and Lakeisha Spencer. And I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to Barbara, to Pastor Barbara Elect Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry this morning, and to all the mothers. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you humbly. We know how once more, God, coming to the throne of thanksgiving, God, just thanking you, God, that you allowed us to see another day, God, another brand new day, God, that we've never seen before. So we say thank you, God. We thank you for the journey, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you lift every man and male ministry up this morning, God. Continue to let them stay up on a while, God, to cry out and spare not, God, in the name of Jesus this morning. God, we just thank you. We thank you for our youth once more, God, in the name of Jesus. God, from the youngest to the oldest, that you continue to shield and protect them, God, to lead and guide them in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We thank you for all things, God. We thank you how you just touched us this morning, God, and breathe life into these vessels once more, God. We realize somebody didn't make it this morning. So in spite of all, God, we'll say thank you just for that. Thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you how you just shielded and protected us from all hurt, harm, and dangers, God. Thank you, God. Thank you just for shielding us and protecting us, God. We realize, God, in our homes, we're not saved if it's not if it were not for you, God. Somebody could have kicked the door in, came in shooting, God, but we thank you for the blood of Jesus, for your shield of protection in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you continue to order our footsteps, God. We pray, God, that you continue to be that mind regulator for us, God. Let our mind continue to be on you, God. Focus on you, God, in the name of Jesus, the things of you. God, this morning, God, we just lift up our family member once the more, God. We thank you for saving them, God. We thank you for delivering them, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your peace, God. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus, God. We realize, God, some people never had peace, God. For the one that never had peace and they got it now, God. We thank you for it, God. We treasure your peace, God. In the name of Jesus, God, oh God, Shaddai. God, we pray this morning, God, that you continue to shield and protect. We thank you for your healing power, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is this morning, God. We know that without a shadow of doubt, God, by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you for your delivering power, God. We thank you for your keeping power in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you touch each and every one of us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we say, God, today, let your perfect will be done, God. Not our will, but your will be done, God. Continue the devotion, God. Use us for your glory, God. Whatever it is, God, you will have us to do, God, we'll say yes this morning, God. Yes to your will in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every married vessel once more that it is, God. We thank you, God, for the peace that is in marriage, God. We thank you for your love and kindness that is in marriage. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you shield and protect us. In the name of Jesus, God. Build a fence around us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We pray, God, that you touch each and every one that is tuned in this morning, God. And the one that's not, God, continue to shield and protect them in a mighty way, God. Let us continue to call on your name, God. Let us continue to concentrate, God. Fast and call your name, God. Lay before you, God. Continue to do a great work in us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Strong soldiers in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we can declare the name of Jesus Christ, that we can cry out the truth in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that we can always encourage somebody along the way, God. It'll both shake, God, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. So we say thank you this morning, God, with everything that we have in us, God. So, God, we just pray, God, keep your loving arms around us, God. Continue to let us love like you love, like never before, God. Let us be humble, Moshe, God, before you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us be good servants, Moshe, and you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Don't mind helping someone, God. Don't mind sending somebody that we truly love, God. But let it come from the heart, but not the lips, Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for the food that you have placed on our table this morning, God. We realize, God, somebody don't have anything to eat this morning, God. So, God, so let us say thank you for our thing, from the littlest to the biggest, God. Oh, God, let us continue to walk this journey in you, God. Everything that we do, God, let us do it in you and not in ourselves, God, this morning. So we say, have your way this morning, God, like never before, God. Let your anointing come down and break every yoke, God, pulling every stronghold down, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to the bush, God. We pray, God, that you continue to stretch us like never before, God. Mold us, make us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Put a shield over our mouth, God. Let us be careful what we say and how we say it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. But everything that we say, God, let us do it in you. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for forgiving us, God, for everything we have done, God, the things that we know of and the things that we don't know of, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for the blood, God. Blood of Jesus, God. Spread your blood out of our Sunday. All around our home and in us, God. Everywhere we go, let the blood of Jesus continue to shield and protect us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we say this morning, God, continue to have your way, God. Whatever you have us to do, God, let us say yes and go to my Santa, to your perfect will, God. We love you and we praise you and we magnify your name this morning, God, because you are always worthy to be praised. These things we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Lord, we thank you. God, we glorify you. And Holy Spirit of the living God, as we come this morning, Lord God, we say thank you for that corporate prayer. And Holy Spirit, we ask that you move in every area of that corporate prayer this morning in the name of Jesus. Have your way this morning. Have your way, Holy Spirit of God, right now. Touch right now.
Yes,
every
Lord,
area. International.
Yes.
National. Local.
Yes.
Do it right now. Come into
the
midst
name.
Right now. Give us what we need.
Yes,
Holy
Lord.
Spirit at the middle.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
School to lead, to teach, to guide.
Yes.
To turn around, to make new. Oh, glory be to God. Have your way this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody
Jesus.
Loves you.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Somebody needs you, Lord, this morning. In
yes,
their,
Lord.
In their mind. In their thought process, Lord God. Through trial and tribulation and heavy burdens, oh God. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, come in the midst. And you are the one that can correct and reprove right now. In the name of Jesus, Sharabat. Have your way this morning.
Yes,
have
Lord.
Have your
yes.
way. Lord
yes.
Jesus. Through your Holy Spirit. Through
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Oh, glory,
yes,
hallelujah. That we understand, Holy Spirit, we could do nothing without you.
Amen.
So come in the midst.
Yes,
lead
Lord
us
Jesus.
Guide
yes.
us right now. Pour out your anointing power
yes,
on everybody right now around this globe.
Lord
in
Jesus.
The name of
stay in the
Holy
name
Spirit.
Of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Now, as we surrender everything and all things that don't
yes,
mean
Lord.
Us anything, Holy Spirit of the living God, touch
yes,
us right
Lord.
Now. From
yes,
the crown
Lord.
Of our head to the sole of our very feet.
Yes,
touch
Lord,
right
Jesus.
Now. Lord
the
Jesus.
Name of, yes.
Touch. My God. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And we're going to praise you.
Yes,
because
we are, Lord.
Of who you are in our
yes,
life.
Lord.
In
yes, Lord.
This morning. On this
thank
morning,
you.
Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Move
Jesus.
In the righteous way upon
yes.
us, your people.
In the name,
in the name of
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
God says, right now, in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
Do it right
Lord.
Now. Lord Jesus, we thank you because of who you are.
Thank
born
you, Lord,
into
Jesus.
This
yes,
gave
Lord.
Your life as a sacrifice that we may have a way to the tree of life. Glory
amen.
Be to God.
Yes.
Eternally, you were born for that purpose, for that reason, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And we thank you for that Holy
thank
Spirit
you.
That you sent
thank
down
you.
To be with us, to comfort us, to guide us, lead us, and teach
yes.
us. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord Jesus, on this morning, you have full control. We surrender all unto you. Because
yes.
all unto you that we owe. And
amen.
We're going to thank you.
Thank
we're going
you,
to praise
Jesus.
You on
yes,
this morning.
Lord.
Holy Spirit of the living God.
Lord
we thank
Jesus.
You for coming.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Lord
you for
Jesus.
Coming to teach about us. In the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you for watching us and keeping us. Oh, glory, hallelujah. If it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? But
amen.
We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We
Jesus.
Come into a new season,
yes,
a new
Lord.
Time to give
yes,
your
Lord.
Name the, fame, the
yes,
honor
Lord.
And the glory.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
Lord. Touch
yes,
our process, Lord Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. Let your blood flow in the name of Jesus. Your saving power.
Yes,
your saving
yes,
right
Lord
now
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, you know that you're short. You just come back to redeem and reclaim your church and your people. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
God,
Lord
let
Jesus.
Us be receptive, Lord God. Let
yes.
us be receptive to what you have for us. On
yes,
today, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
you
Lord Jesus.
Spirit.
Yes.
Spirit of the living God. Thank
yes,
you, Father God.
Thank you,
for
Jesus. Yes.
Sending down this to be
yes,
only.
Lord. Yes, Lord
through
Jesus.
Us on today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank,
thank
you, Lord.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
We
yes, we do, Lord.
We
yes.
magnify.
Yes, we do, Lord. Yes,
we
Lord
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank
Lord,
you,
Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
you. God,
thank
we can't
you,
thank you enough. Oh, Lord.
Mm.
Well, we're going to thank you every time and every
yes,
opportunity
Lord.
That we have
yes,
with
Lord.
The tongue that we have, Father God.
Yes,
oh,
Lord. Thank you,
we're
Jesus.
Thank you. Your holy
thank
name.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Word, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord. Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
So
hallelujah.
Wednesday morning.
Lord, yes,
God.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Have
yes, Lord. Yes.
And each and every one of us, from the north, south, east, and the west, in
yes.
the name of Jesus, we give you thanks, and we give your name the praise. In Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus'
only
name.
You can do it, Lord Jesus.
Mm.
Only
yes.
you. So
yes,
whatever
Lord.
We need, oh, glory be to God.
Thank
let it be
you.
In you, Lord God, that
yes,
you release
Lord.
Those things that is going to
mm-hmm.
help us to get
yes,
closer
Lord.
To you.
Hey, yes, Lord, Jesus.
So that we may hear your voice. That
mm.
small, still voice,
Lord
yes, Jesus,
Lord.
That we will listen and that we will receive
yes,
what
Lord.
You have in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us to be more obedient.
Yes, Lord.
And to communicate with your Holy Spirit.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Because only you, Lord God, only you,
Jesus.
Lord God, can have us to do what you
amen.
Want us to do. We listen
yes.
and we're open. So we
hallelujah.
Thank you. We
thank
praise
you, Jesus.
On you.
Yes, we do,
now,
Lord.
Touch
thank
us, Lord.
You,
Lord.
Yes,
to be touched.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
We need to be elevated in you, Father
mm.
God.
Yes.
Lead us your word.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lead us your word and digest it.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus, on today, that we will receive all things new from you,
amen.
Lord. And we say thank you and we praise
thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
amen.
You, well,
thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
I know that everyone, amen, is, praise God, has enjoyed, amen, this festive time of Christmas. And
yes.
our Lord was born into the world for
amen.
Our purpose. Amen.
Amen.
That we would have life. And a way to the tree of life eternally through Christ
yes.
Jesus our Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You see, when no man and nobody else could do it, God looked around. Oh, glory. But there he had a ram in the bush.
Oh, yes,
and that ram
indeed.
Was Jesus Christ, Son
amen.
Oh, glory, of the living God. That came into the world. Oh, glory for a purpose.
Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. For you and for me. And
amen.
For everybody. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
in the
amen.
Name of Jesus.
Amen.
He came to redeem, to reclaim in the name
yes.
of Jesus unto himself through his blood. He came. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
on today, and we praise him on today. And let us not understand and recognize the reason for this season. Jesus is that reason for this season. And we pray right now and decree that he will open up blind eyes, because the time is getting short and drawing near. Oh, glory, hallelujah. That he will come back and gather unto himself his church, his children, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Pray that everybody receives the Lord Jesus Christ unto their life, because he is that door, the only door that we can go through that we will have life eternally.
Amen.
On today.
Yes.
So, Lord, have your way on today.
Yes,
have
Lord.
Your way. There is something about that name. No other name that I know. Praise God. No other name but the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God.
Yes.
Oh, glory. Root of David. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Alpha and Omega. Beginning and the end. Before him, there is no other than the Lord God Almighty himself.
Jesus.
So come in at the door, saint, if you haven't done so.
Amen.
If you slip away, come on back to that door of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And knock. That he'll let you back in, or you'll knock, but he'll let you in. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
we don't
Jesus.
Want it to be sad, sad, sad. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, glory. But come unto Jesus. Come unto Jesus, the one that we know, that had a love for us to give his life.
Yes.
For a friend. And each of us,
yes,
he calls a friend when we accept him as Lord and Savior in our life. Glory, hallelujah. We can debate a whole lot of things, but we cannot debate that Jesus Christ is the door. And the only way that you can get through that door to Jesus Christ in eternal life, you got to come unto him and repent of every one of your sins.
Yes.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Ask him to forgive you. My God. Glory, that he'll clean you up, turn you around, set your feet on solid ground.
Amen.
Oh, glory, he'll do it. And he'll do it right now.
Yes.
Today. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So important. We can teach a whole lot of things. But the main thing that we need to be teaching, oh, glory, hallelujah, is that Jesus is Lord. And he is the Christ. And he is the door. And if we want to go to heaven eternally to be with God and the Lord Jesus Christ, that we got to accept him, that
Amen.
We must come in, and we must get in early and do it today. Do it
Amen.
Right away.
Yes.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. And if you're ashamed of me, then I'll be ashamed of you before my Father, which is in heaven. So
Amen.
Don't let him be ashamed.
Jesus.
Don't let him be ashamed. Accept Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As your Savior, as your deliverer, as your healer, as your protector on today. Do it on today.
Hallelujah.
Nothing is more important. Nothing is more important. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Nice.
Than we stay in the name with the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That we come. That he'll take us and hold us and comfort us. Oh, glory, hallelujah. we'll be able to praise him and glorify and magnify him in heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Forever and forever and forever.
Amen.
No more sadness. No more weeping. Glory,
amen.
Hallelujah. No more sickness. No more pain.
Jesus.
Glory,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
But Jesus, oh yes.
Amen.
Jesus. Mary's little baby, born in the manger. Glory, hallelujah. Because this man told him they didn't have anywhere for him at the inn to stay.
Mm.
Oh, but he came lonely and he came meek. He came
yes.
humble. Oh,
yes,
glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
that we can accept him as our Lord, as our God, as our Savior, as
amen.
Our deliverer.
Yes.
Oh, glory, as our healer. Yes,
Lord.
As our all in all on today.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Let the redeemed of the Lord say
yes.
so.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. That we get our mind. That we get our mind. Staying on Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
One more thing I want to say before we turn it over to our pastor and apostle. Amen.
Amen.
Talking about revelation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Revelation. What is revelation? Revelation is a surprisingly unknown fact made in a dramatic way. Amen.
Amen.
A surprisingly unknown fact or facts. Made in a dramatical way. In the Greek, the word revelation is apokalypsis, which means to uncover, to reveal something. Amen. And now that we're coming, amen, and living in the end times, that God is going to pour out his spirit of revelation and understanding unto all flesh, oh glory. But we still have an opportunity to come before the Lord Jesus. Amen. And to
amen.
Give our life. Amen. And to give the word of God to those that don't know Jesus in the pardoning of their sins. Praise
amen.
God. To give their life. Because time is winding down.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Time
yes.
is winding up. Yes, it is.
Yes, Lord.
Let us do it. In order.
Mm.
Do
mm.
it today. Do it.
Yes. Yes.
And now we turn
yes.
this over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you. Unto us a king was born. Unto us a savior was born. Unto us a deliverer was born. Unto us, and this is why we here today give God some praise, because not only unto us that he was born, but also unto us that he died for he could be reborn. And I thank God that is also our pattern. Him, that unto us that we was born, for also we will die to be what? Reborn. And I thank God for each and every one of you. It is a blessing. And we're getting geared
yeah.
up, and we're getting articulated in the Holy Ghost, for we could get ready to engage into some things and engage into the spirit realm as God begin to transition our minds, transition our spirit, and transition us, my God, into another level, another dimension, another realm in the spirit. And before I want to dive in and dive right back out, I want to send a special shout out to our new listener over there in Africa, Kenya. We thank God for you, our brothers and sisters over there in Kenya, and we just thank God for you, and not only them, but over there in Africa, South Africa, right there at the bottom. We thank God for our brothers and sisters there. But Kenya, we thank God for you. you, and we thank God for you allowing us to be your social media family, your social media pastors and your social media church. We thank God for you, and we pray that in the Holy Ghost that things that will be said, my God, that is going to help you, going to help give you understanding, help you grow in the Holy Ghost, and also to help you to be successful, not only spiritual, but also natural. So we thank God for also, we thank God for you, Kingdom, here in the United States. We thank God for you. Listen, 2019, we want to touch the whole entire United States map. We got 26 states to touch, amen. And once we touch these 26 states, amen, we will touch the whole United States map, amen. We know that as you know someone that is need the word of God, and you know that someone that you could pass this word of God over to this broadcast and give them plugged in for they could stay, my God almighty, they could stay on fire. They could stay plugged in. They could stay saturated and concentrated with God. Give them this tool, my God, for they can have something in their back pocket, for they can, any time they need to engage into the word of God and engage into the things of God, they have some families, they have some friends where they could begin to dialogue with, amen, and connect with. In other words, we give them a plug-in outlet. Show them where to plug in, my God, when they need to plug in. Please pass us on here in the United States of America, 26 more states. And once we touch the 26, my God, we're going to touch the whole state of America. Amen. United States. Saints of God, it's time for you to get plugged in. I pray in the name of Jesus that even though you're coming off your Christmas vacation, some of you coming off your vacation, that the coals in your spirit are going to begin to revolve and begin to be relit and begin to, my God, to get stirred back up in the name of Jesus, because it's your time to get ready to seek God for what God for to get ready to do within you, through you in this day and hour. Do not get caught up into the plans and the craftiness of the enemy, because he is going to try these last couple of days, my God, in this year. He's going to try to, my God, disturb your spirit. He's going to try to do anything that he possibly can to get you into a place of frustration, to get you in a place of aggravation, to contaminate your spirit. I'm telling you right now, don't you allow this adversary to come in these last days. Make these last days your most important days. Y'all better hear me. Don't make, my God, the New Year's service that you normally attend as your important day. Make these last days as your important day that you never made before. For you can begin to engage into the Spirit, engage into the Holy Ghost, show the Spirit of the Lord that you have grown from so many things in 2018. And now you're going to make these last days, last week, my God, if I can say if it is, my God, the last 6 days or 7 days, how many more days left, you're going to make it as your best day. You're going to begin to speak things that is positivity. You're going to begin to walk in things as holy. You're not going to allow any and everything to contaminate, to mess with your spirit. You're going to walk as mature Christians, mature saints of God that God called you to be. You're going to walk as a blessed man, as a blessed woman, because everything about you are blessed. You don't went through your worst days in 2018. You don't went through your worst time in 2018. Now from here on out, it's nothing but blessing and celebrating in the things of God. You're going to celebrate your best time. You're going to show the enemy these last couple of days that you will not be moved. Everything about you don't change. You don't have to wait to cross over to change. God already changed. Right now, I pray in the Holy Ghost that that the Spirit of God for these last couple of days is going to arrest each and every one of you like never before. I pray in the Holy Ghost that the Spirit of the
the Lord is not going to allow you to sleep. He's going to keep messing with you day in and day out, in the morning time, in the afternoon time, in the evening time. In the name of Jesus, I pray in the Holy Ghost, God's going to begin to download vision, new dreams, new revelation in your life, because you don't collect all the information this year. I pray in the Holy Ghost that these next couple of days gonna be your best days. Your prayer life in the spirit's a new revelation. Your worship in the spirit's a new revelation. Your mind and the way you think in the spirit's a new revelation. I pray in the Holy Ghost, you're gonna get a new walk. You're gonna get a new talk. You're gonna have self-confidence about yourself no longer. You're gonna be defeated over gossip. You're gonna be defeated over black persecution. You're gonna be defeated over negativity. You're gonna be defeated about what people say. This gonna be your last, my God Almighty, your best days of your life. You are an overcomer, and I pray in the last quarter of this year that God's gonna show you. You're gonna see yourself in a mirror. You're gonna see yourself growing. You're gonna see yourself mature. You're gonna see yourself stepping out. You're gonna see yourself like you never seen yourself before. You're gonna fly in unknown heights where the enemy is not gonna be able to follow you in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus, it will be so. It will be so. Holy Ghost, burn them now with the words of revelation in their spirit. Burn them now with new rhema of prayer, with new words, my God, of the Holy Ghost, as they begin to make utterance out of them. Burn them now in the in consecration. Burn their minds now in you, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that these next couple of days will not be days of mediocre worship, mediocre prayer, mediocre conversating with God. You're going to bombard heaven like you never bombarded before. You're going to shake the spirit like you never shake it before. I'm praying that declaring and decreeing over your life, you're going to end this year closer, and nobody's going to have to call you. Nobody gonna have to pull your coattail. Nobody gonna have to remind you and treat you like a little baby that is still on milk. You're gonna eat meat for these next couple of days in the Holy Ghost. You're gonna shake everything up around your house. You're gonna shake everything up in your life. I pray in the Holy Ghost, it will be so. It will be so. I pray in the Holy Ghost that God's in your mind, your fire, like he never had it before. You're going to get set on fire. And I'm talking to everyone, also our international listeners, all over the world. The fire of the Holy Ghost is going to come down now. It's not going to wait next week, but it's going to come down now. I pray in the Holy Ghost is any diabolical residue that you don't have in 2018 about your brothers and about your sisters, about your walk, about different things that you don't overcome and come through, about your enemies, about the naysayers, that the Holy Ghost gonna burn it up in the name of Jesus. You will not carry over any more residue, in a residue of the serpent, in a residue in your mind. It will not work. I dismantle and I disconnect you from the strongholds that's going to pull you backwards in the first place of your mind. In the name of Jesus, we cut off your connections now. In the name of Jesus, I pray in the Holy Ghost. miracles. You're not going to, everything that you experience this year, these next couple of days, it's going to blow your mind, it's going to explode into you. Everything that the enemy trying to disconnect you from, trying to take you out of the spirit, trying to take you out of the timing of God, trying to take you out of not only his timing, but his set timing, trying to, my God Almighty, make your provision cloudy, trying to make you get, my God Almighty, get out of the place where God have for you. I pray in the name of Jesus that these next couple of days, you're going to fight like never before to be in the presence of God, to be in the timing of God, because we can pray all we want for 2019. You could go to church and jump all you want, but baby, if you're not in position, all you have in, my God Almighty, a revelation that's scratching your amygdala, but nothing is never going to change. I pray your position is not going to be the same position as you came in 2018, as you came in 2017, as you came in 2016, but your position this year going to be a position that is led by the Holy Ghost. I pray that you're going to experience your best days, these best days, like never before, like never before. It will be so, and it is so. You might want to get ready to give God the power, give him the praise. Everything that the enemy tried to do, everything that he got plans on do, every traps that he has, my God, before you, in the next couple of days, we release the angels of the Lord. Begin to, my God, dismantle every trap, cover up every hole. My God, bring compassion in every place that was aboard. It will not be so. You will not fall into the same trap that the enemy tried to fake you falling year after year, attacking your family, attacking your spouse, attacking your mind, making you feel like you're tired, making you feel like you want to throw in the towel, making you feel like you can't do this. But you know that the devil is a liar. He's trying to stop you from getting your blessing, and you're going to fight like never before. You're going to put something on the devil for the next couple of days. You're going to lay it up before the Lord like you never laid it out before the Lord before, and God's going to download you for information and revelation, because as you get ready to go in 2019, the only thing left is articulating what God don't place in your spirit, and you get ready to sit back and get the manifestation. I pray in the name of Jesus that it will be so. It will be so. You're going to dream again. You're going to begin to be on fire again. You will not settle for things in this world that God have not ordained for you to settle. You're going to begin to make moves again. In the name of Jesus, it will be so. Says the Holy Ghost, and it will be so. I pray in the name of Jesus, it will be so. Hallelujah. Amen. Abashika mabashi and nagarisi. Oya makanarasi and diresi. It will be so. It will be so. You're going to finish up this next couple of days. You're going to finish up as fruits up. You're going to allow the angels of the Lord to clean up every residue. You're not going to cross over with the same mentality. You're not going to keep walking with the same mindset. You're going to understand that you are blessed in highly favor. You're going to understand that God unveiled revelation to his children and also to his friends. He don't reveal it to, my God, his associates or somebody that want to be acquaintance with him. In other words, you not only, my God, a friend to God, but you are daughter and sons to God. They are the only ones that reveal to the secret things, my God Almighty, what is in the family. At the end of the day, you're going to know your inheritance before this year is out. You're going to know your purpose before this year is out. You're going to know why you are on this earth before this year is out. You're going to walk in to your purpose, not what men prophesied, not what men told you, not about your feelings, not about your emotions, but about an assignment and a guidance of the Holy Ghost. You're going to be explosive like never before. Your power is going to be explosive. The words that you're going to begin to speak in people's lives, it's going to explode. It's not going to only have, my God, my influence on them, but it's going to have, my God, explosive influence on them. Once they leave out of your prison, they're going to feel like they can pick up a mountain and move it out of their way. And they're going to realize they can, you can, it will be so. In the name of Jesus, it will be so. Hallelujah. It will be so. Saints of God, don't allow the enemy to draw you back into a place. That's his whole plan. That's his whole purpose. You don't know. You knew the revelation all throughout the year. You don't watch him attack your life. You don't watch him to bring up false allegations. And every time, my God Almighty, he do so, it's always lead to God had a blessing with your name on it. Other words, God got something he's going to get ready to pull out. And the enemy understand about alignment. And he also understand about a set timing. And what he want to do with you, he want to throw your timing off. Don't allow the devil to throw your timing off. My God, don't get in a fight with him that you already don't whoop him. Many of you don't whoop him on January and February. Some of you don't took the time out and put something on him on March. Some of you say, well, March 1 is my month, so I had to put something on him on April. My God Almighty, well, I put something on April, but May came around, but the enemy began to attack me in May. I felt like I didn't have no energy. But June came around, I stood up to the enemy in June. And July came around, he shot off fireworks in my life. But August, I still had a revelation, and I still had a revival in the Holy Ghost. My God Almighty. So August came around, my God Almighty. Then come October. Then when October came around, he wanted to release his gremlins and his goblins. He wanted to release all his demonic spirits. But I thought I couldn't withstand all the attacks in my life. But I found out in September, here come another revelation. And also, my Jewish friends that went into another year. Rosh Hashanah came in, my God, and came down. We don't celebrate it in God. But one thing I do know, when November came around, I looked back over my life from January all the way up to now, and I was so thankful, not because of the pilgrims, but because of what God did for me. I was so thankful when I looked back over my life and seen the revelations that everything should have took us out. It should have took me out. It should have took the ministry out. I seen it in November. That's why I give God a thanks. Now here come December. Enemy, every trick and plan that you tried to do, I seen it in January. I seen it in February. I seen it in April. I seen it in May. I seen it in June. I seen it in July. I seen it in August. I even seen it in March. And now here come December. I'm going to the next level. You're going to the next level. It's inner survivals. It's on this line. It's inner survival. It's on social media. And say, you know what? I'm going to the next level in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. You survive all the months. You survive just about 365 days. You survive. So you might as well tell the adversary, I'm going to the next level. My God Almighty. And thank you for showing me the way. Thank you for my God. Well, my God, thank you for showing me the way. Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you. Jesus. God, I got to, I'm finna go now. But you survive in June. You survive January, February, March. You survive in April. You survive in May. How do I know you survive? Because you're on this line. You're still in prayer. You might back off in June. You might back off in July. But you came back and engaged in God again in August. You came back and got a new and fresh revelation in October. Here you are, my God, in September. You thought you were going to lose your mind and sometimes in these months. You thought you were going to lose your life, but you didn't. God spared you. He got a call and he got work for you to do. He ain't done it with you yet. My God, here come November. November gave you the revelation, and now you can't do nothing but be be thankful. You can do nothing but give thanks unto the God. Now here come December, and God said, I'm going to remind you that the reason why I saved you, because I gave myself to the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And on that day, we remember on 25th that the Son was born that he gave. And I'm telling you right now, because he lived, that's why we're able to see tomorrow. Because he's lived, that's why we are able to keep moving. Because he's lived, that's why we're able, my God Almighty, to keep living on. Even if death want to come knocking at our door, my Bible tells me, oh, death, where is your sting? Because the enemy doesn't have no power no more, because he lived and we live inside of him. Don't play no games for the rest of this couple of days of this year. Blow it up in the Holy Ghost. Somebody need to get a TNT shirt and wear it all throughout the rest of this year, because you finna blow it up in the Holy Ghost. God bless you. Better you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for our apostle. Amen. Those prophetic words coming forth and let us know. Amen. Praise God. You know, all things are being revealed unto us. Amen. And we need to grasp hold and hold on to it. Don't let it go. Our steps for 2019 are ordered by the Lord.
Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
So just walk in it on today and every day. Just walk in it. Amen.
Amen.
Come on back tonight, 7 p.m., while our own mother, OG, Helen Walker, come and break the bread of life with you and me. Praise God. Until we meet again, you have a God blessed day in the Lord.
You got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared. Cause there's no remedy but prayer. But worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press.